There are different levels of sincerity in our practice of bhakti. So it's not necessarily like 0-1. There are levels. If we consider 12-8 to 12-12, Krishna is talking, be spontaneously absorbed in me. If not spontaneously absorbed, then be conscientiously absorbed in me. If you can't be conscientiously absorbed, then just serve me. If you can't serve me, then work for me. Work and give your fruits to me. If you can't do that, then work and give your fruits to some good cause. At least get out of yourself. Get out of self-obsession. So Krishna is giving various levels by which you can gradually reach to him. So rather than thinking about, are we sincere or are we not sincere, we can focus on what is in our hands to do and try to do that as much as we can. So now if we just observe ourselves and think, okay, we can easily say, we list down three things that we can do better than what we are doing. There can be infinite, but we can just list down three things which are doable. And just, you know, make a specific prayer that this is how I want to connect with you. I want to do this. Please help me to do this. And please give me the strength to do it and start doing it. So it is, there is the internal prayer, remembrance of Krishna, there is the external action. So now, how genuine, how sincere, how pure the emotion is. There is no, like, if you have to drink water, you can maybe get a meter to check how pure the water is. But you can't put a meter inside the heart to check how pure our heart is. But what we can see is how our actions are. And you could say, oh, there are so many things I'm doing right, so many things I'm doing wrong. But okay, this is something which is off. I think you get it this much here. So if our actions overall are going in the right direction and we are trying to get them in the right direction, when they go off also we try to get them back. So it's very difficult at our level to look at sincerity as a virtue that we can evaluate in our hearts. Can look at our actions and try to make our actions more sincere. If we do that, then gradually sincerity will be cultivated. And another thing we can do is that we can also look at when non-devotional or anti-devotional emotions come up within us, and they will come up inevitably. But when they come up, what do we do? Do we welcome them or do we try to avoid them? Do we try to pray, let this go away? Krishna sees not just our feelings, he sees also our feelings about our feelings. Sometimes I just don't feel like chanting, I don't feel like reading Bhagavatam, I don't feel like coming in the association of devotees. Place. Okay, you know, that's just the mind is a machine of its own. The mind works according to the mood. So certain feelings like that will come. But when those feelings come, how do we view them? Okay, now I've got this excuse, I will not go. Or no, I don't want these feelings. I want to feel connected with you, Krishna. I want to feel devotional. So if we try to maintain it that way, so then we can say that also is an indicator of our sincerity. So just the presence of non-devotional feelings doesn't mean lack of sincerity. Or just the presence of devotional feelings doesn't mean the presence of sincerity. Because the feelings will keep changing. It's more that our overall attitude, our overall purpose, and our overall actions. That's the best way to understand. Okay? Thank you.